Next, another one of the speakers, you know, needs no introduction. Mel and I have had the same kind of trajectory in our careers. We kind of grew up together at the same time in this, started about the same time. At the beginning, we had some of the same guests on, who we don't have anymore on our shows, because we learn as we go. So here we are, you know, and we are about truth. And I don't want to speak for Melba, so I'll speak for myself. So I will always stand for the truth. We have got a problem with kooks within our movement and people who will not tell you the truth and that will tell you other things to divert attention or to make money or whatever. Mel and I will tell you the truth. There is probably one or two people in my universe who I recognize as tier one investigative journalists, researchers, and who are articulate enough to be able to put it in layman's terms and to really tell the truth in a massive scale. And Mel Kay is number one on that list, in my view. Mel Kay, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello? Oh, hi. Thank you for coming, everyone. It's a lot of stuff you're learning today, and I'm really grateful to be here. I'm more thankful that you guys are all here. If you are here, you probably understand that we are the front lines, and we matter, and these events might look like they're just these small, random events, but they're not. There is a ripple effect going on all over the world, and America is on the front lines, but we are supported and we are joined by hundreds of millions of people that are awake. And I don't want you to think that there's just a small fringe group of people awake, because that's not true. That is a manufactured false narrative that is out there, and it is being coordinated by people. And I know Tom and other people, certainly Anne and Dr. Ruby, are talking about they. And my thing I've been working on for now 7 years is defining who they are, because there's absolutely a they, and they don't hide it. Unless you don't want to know about it, but if you do, and you start digging into who they are and follow their money and follow their events and their conferences and their, you're gonna start to see, wow, they don't hide it, except for it's right in front of you in plain sight, and that is why you can't see it. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about that today. If you've never seen my show or my speeches, this might be quite a alarming wake-up call to you, but I tell you right now that it's not. It is actually the most powerful of all the messages is that we, the people of the United States, do not have two parties. We have a uniparty that is captured right now. And I believe firmly that if we can get out there to enough people, regardless of what side they think they're on or where their, you know, their allegiance are, or the illusion of right or left, Republican and Democrat, and really explain to people, no, our country has been captured. It has not been captured recently either. And I will first, because somebody said it a lot better than me, what's happened to our country, the capture of America, happened a long time ago, and a great man tried to warn us about this, and I'll read you what he said, because it's easier for me to read what he said than for me to say it. No one could say it better, and unfortunately, it's a long time coming for us to really take it seriously. He said, if you're awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in mission by the government, by the people, by the businessmen, by labor leaders, and by the newspaper people. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into building a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlines. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. That was JFK in 1961. And unfortunately, he was murdered for trying to dismantle that monolith that had infiltrated our nation, and I believe that we are here right now to finish that job. It is the only way out for us and our children and our future is to acknowledge what JFK warned us about and dismantle it once and for all. And the reason that we are going through such a hard time is because the oligarch billionaire elite that he was warning us about that are global. There are about 10 of them in America. You know their names because they are everywhere and they do not hide it. And I will get into who they are in a minute. But what you have to understand is that it is the knowledge that this is not the divisions of which we are fighting right now that is the problem. It is a common enemy that every single person in the United States is actually up against. Every man, woman, and child in this country. And I want you to know, too, we have a very complicit media. And people wonder, well, when did the media turn? You know, why is the media just not being honest when we clearly see what we see is happening to this country and the media seems to basically be ignoring this? And the architect, one of the architects, but certainly up there with the best of them, explained it this way. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Times Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings, respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated now and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. He goes on to say that some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it. And that was David Rockefeller in 1991. So where are we now? We are in the tail end of a 100-year plan that started well before we believe. As I said yesterday, which is shocking to some people, but I believe it is very much a part of the problem. We were led to believe in 1776 that we won the war for the independence of the United States and the Revolutionary War. And God bless those heroes that were involved there because they are us now. But what appears to have happened is that a lot of those that were aligned with King George and the crown and the robber barons in our own country got together and they decided a different tactic of war. And they infiltrated our nation through the banking system, through the education system, through the higher learning system, through science and technology and everywhere that they could to, as JFK warned, subversion, infiltration. Starting with, I feel the first true sign that we had been captured was the Federal Reserve Act and the Christmas Eve implementation of the Federal Reserve System, which is not an American system, as many of you know. The second, I believe, is the biggest fraud played on humanity in probably the last 50 to 100 years, and that would be the United Nations. The United Nations is not what it seems. It has always been what it is, and I will explain to you exactly what that is, and that it was started by the man that just told you that a banking elitist class was far preferable for running this country than the autodetermination of we the people. And that's also David Rockefeller, who paid for the United Nations, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Club of Rome. If you could put up my slide. If you guys have never seen this before, it is on my website. The black slide, please. Yeah. It is on my website, themelkayshow.com, under the resources page. Please go there, download it onto your desktop, share it with everyone you know, and this will really clarify who we are up against. You want to know who they are, who they that are creating the plandemic, paying for both sides of every war, own the media, are running the controlled demolition of the United States of America? I'm going to tell you exactly who they are, and then you're going to go look, and you're going to find out that they do not hide it. They do not hide that they are working together. They do not hide that their plan is global governance. They do not hide that their future after 2030 looks very much like the movie Hunger Games. And I don't say that as a joke. I say that because that is in their own literature, their own websites. They would like the country divided into wards run by a global billionaire oligarchy elite that has no loyalty to any nation, has no nationality, has nothing, has no flag. They believe that they are above humanity. And they are functioning very much right now, having us kill each other in the streets. They're having us take factions, pick oppressor and oppressed. They finance and run color revolutions all over the world for the last 50 years, and we right now are in one of those. Every time you see Black Lives Matter, the Women's March, Antifa, the Abortion March, what's happening now, the Ceasefire March, it is paid for by these people to divide, 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 conquer, conquer, conquer. Do not see them. They are the puppet masters. They are the hidden hand. They need to be expelled from the United States of America, and as far as I'm concerned, this whole planet. And they start. So if you look at this slide, it's easiest to tell this from here. So at the bottom is the public, and don't let them fool you. They don't care about oppressed oppressor. They certainly don't care about gay, straight, white, black, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Catholic. They don't care what color you are, what you identify as. All of that is used to divide you and deceive you. All they care about is that you do not rise above. You have to stay at that bottom, and if anything happens, they will institute some kind of false flag, which doesn't mean it doesn't happen. False flag means it's happening in order to facilitate something else, usually that is the total subjugation of the population in a state of time when they are in a suggestible state because of a tragedy, such as a president being killed on live TV, or a few buildings coming down before the world, or a bunch of atrocities being shown on TV over and over. This is not by accident. This is called mind control, and it is cognitive warfare, and they're very good at it. So a lot of times when there's something happening on planet Earth that is horrendous and horrific, there's something else happening that is to forward this game, this lie, this fraud of the global governance. Above them, you'll see propagandist hybrid warfare specialists. We all taught, you can never look back after COVID and not realize that the media worldwide was paid off. They were functioning as one. They were a giant blob of news stories without any true objectivity, all bias, destroying anyone who questioned the narrative. That is because they are all owned by the same oligarch billionaire class that is destroying this planet right now. A lot of people are aware that Donald Trump often says they are not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. And I will say they are not after America, they are after the world, and America is in the way. And destroying Donald Trump is just the front lines of destroying our country. And the next line would be, unfortunately, our government, which is what you have to understand about the Uniparty right now, the captured Uniparty. First of all, Rockefeller and his friends, Brzezinski and Kissinger and his pals in the crown, they all started infiltrating the free world, the Western world over, you know, a century ago, but certainly since they murdered JFK, they've been installing the one world government straight through. Everyone remembers George H.W. Bush walking on the floor of the United Nations and saying that they were going to usher in a one world order now that they got rid of their last defender for all of us, Ronald Reagan, who I believe never ever recovered after he was shot. They kept the games going to set up Bush, and he walked on that floor of the United Nations and he said, "We are welcoming the one world order, and it will be run by the United Nations," and I believe that it has been ever since. Now, the United Nations does not have the power, but they're very happily the front men, and Again, don't let people tell you the World Economic Forum is separate from the United Nations. They are not separate. They actually have multiple documents, and all the way back to the 90s, of them being one and the same, but they separate because they're trying to give the illusion that the corporatists and the multinational corporations and banks are somehow separate from the great humanitarians over there at the United Nations. That's not true, it's a lie, and we have to start accept that their version of globalism and globalists is not what we would hope for. What we would hope for is that every nation put their country and their people first, took care of their own house, made their nation great again, and then there could be cooperation amongst all nations. To them, globalization is no borders, endless war, poverty, and control. So they have captured our government, and as far as I'm concerned, lobbying should be totally illegal. It is legalized bribery, and our votes ended the day that lobbying became legal. Second of all, there should be no opaque PACs. Nothing in our government, nobody should be running for office that isn't totally funded transparently by we the people. They have a lot of these things that keep it very opaque because a lot of foreign money goes through those PACs. And then think tanks are another thing people should start looking into. A lot of foreign money in those think tanks. Well, who do you think writes those bills? It's not the puppets we hire. It's not. It's the think tanks, the lobbyists, and the NGOs that write every single one of these bills. They have nothing to do with the United States of America. They have everything to do with the people that are on this slide. The next slide is the selected scientific advisors. Go back to the last slide, please. It's so much easier to do it with an on the screen. So, and I do ask you to go find this on my website and really study it and make sure that you understand so you can articulate it. You might think that we're so divided right now, but if you tell your average leftist out there that's still reasonable and loves America that we have been infiltrated by a globalist billionaire oligarchy elite group that would like to take down America so they can take over the world, there's a lot of thoughts that would be, wait, that's impossible. Once you start explaining it, I think we can find some common ground on saving freedom, not just here, but worldwide, and that's really where we need to go right now. Identify the enemy or we cannot win this war, and the enemy is not being identified. God bless the Twitter celebrities that have 500,000, a million followers that tell you everything except the truth. The truth is we have been captured. We know who they are. We can take them down. But if people are too scared to divine them, then we can't. So we are here are going to be the front lines. So the scientific authorities, what are they for? They're talking about the NIH, Dr. Fauci, but they have them all over the world. Certainly here and the Crown are have their own ones. Well, what are the scientific authorities for? They're for manipulating the masses with fear, panic, propaganda, making you suggestible, telling you that there's any number. There's been 20 attempts, I hope you all know, at the plandemic. This is not... They finally did it now, this time, because we were so divided, and a lot of it was set up. But a year before, anyone who's watched my show, the pandemic came on the scene, I covered something called Event 201. Me and Ann Vandersteel covered it pretty in depth when it happened. And we said, this is it. They're going to do it. They're going to pull it off by any means necessary. And I do also believe that the people I'm going to get into above them that actually make all the policy for the United States and all the countries that are signed on to the United Nations, unbeknownst to themselves, that we are, what happened was Donald Trump was not supposed to win. And they did not know until that night that he was going to win. And what happened was Agenda 2030, which used to be Agenda 21, got totally dismantled in warp speed, as we would call it. And what did we hear? The panic at these people, because you weren't watching them and I was. It was, we have to get rid of him by any means necessary right now. It was the first the Russia hoax, then it was the one impeachment, two impeachments, then it was the demonization of MAGA, then it was the demonization of anyone that supported him. Then it was the year out before the election, something called the Transition Integrity Project, run by John Podesta and Norm Eisen and all of Obama's friends at West Exec that never left office. They just went underground and continued to function as if Trump didn't win, and they will pay for that. Okay, they are traitors, and it was treason. But what we need to realize, though, is that during all this time, the problem was not Donald Trump. The problem was Donald Trump got in the way of the global governance plan they had worked so hard for decades to build. What did he do immediately? Pulled out of the WHO, pulled out of UNESCO, which is the World Education, pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords, the IPCC, which we'll get to in a second, Club of Rome, Paris Climate Accords. He wanted NATO to explain themselves, to account for everything. He was, unbeknownst to a lot of people, General Flynn was supposed to be running an audit of where all the money was, what that was missing from the Pentagon went, which would have led to color revolutions and NGOs and National Endowment for Democracy and the CIA infiltrating elections all over the world and doing regime change. He wanted to expose all of this as he went on the floor of the United Nations and said, America will never be a globalist nation. We will always be a sovereign nation that auto-determines ourselves and our future. And this was unacceptable to these people, and they, by any means necessary, including installing Joe Biden. So above them are the people that you must know about, and you must go visit their own websites and not take my word for it. You go to any one of their websites, you put in global governance, you put in Agenda 2030, you put in anything along those lines, and you will get the same exact word for word returns. And that doesn't happen unless they're coordinated. And you have to really understand, we're talking about, as I go above, this is who's running our country and the world. And remember, our government right there, they're enablers and enforcers for the people above them. If you wonder why 70 people on the Republican side, which is totally fraudulent, there are no sides, voted for the new FBI headquarters in the face of the police state that we're living in and what happened on January 6th and more, it's because they are owned by these people. And it is not because they believe in that. They are totally compromised. So above then are the United Nations. We all know the United Nations. They have a scam right now called the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. I call the 17 Sustainable Development Goals to track, trace, surveillance, full digital, technocratic, totalitarianism gulag. Do not believe what they say. What they say is the opposite. The Sustainable Development Goals are sustainable only for them because their financial system has cracked. It is broken. It is not fixable. So what they need to do is to reinstate their power with something called a natural asset class and other complete controls that they will be using to basically turn the world into a communist, socialist dystopia. So we cannot allow that, which is why I say they've infiltrated your local communities. Go weed them out. So next to them are the IMF. If you do not know about the International Monetary Fund and the con game they've been playing since they've been put in place, there's a great book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman I tell people about a lot by John Perkins. The IMF is another thing set up by Kissinger and Rockefeller and the international banking cartel and certainly the Crown. The three people that are most complicit in a lot of this that work together have their headquarters in Washington, D.C., the Vatican, and the City of London, which is the Bank of the Monarch, run by the Rothschilds. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations, and this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA,
backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now. And I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends. And I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
And that's just a fact. It's not anti-Semitic to actually say that out loud, and I want people to stop thinking it is. It is true. And the bottom line is that the IMF goes into countries all over the world under the guise of helping human rights, helping save people. There's with the UN and the Blue Helmets, and they go into these countries, and they give them loans. I don't know. Ukraine apparently has a lot of loans right now. And they give them loans that they know they can never pay back. And then when those loans come due, what happens? They seize all of their natural resources. They take over all of their banking. They take over all of their land. They turn their people into slaves, impoverished slaves. And then they tell the rest of the world they need more money to help developing nations. Well, I ask you to go look at any developing nation and tell me why they haven't developed in 75 years. It is because of this debt slavery model that they have perpetrated on all over this planet, including here, but certainly all over Africa, South America, and the Middle East. They keep these countries stuck. If we did the opposite, Christy earlier talked about the Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's not only their plan to take over the world, but also their military plan. If we actually had people in office that were working for us and not for the global billionaire oligarchy that is all in with China and the rest of the billionaire oligarchs, we would have been combating the Belt and Road Initiative with our goals, with our principles, with peace and individual liberty and freedom by us countering China and us building the ports and us building the railroads and us giving infrastructure and agricultural help and all of the technology to Africa, to South America, to all these countries. But people in our government decided that the military-industrial complex and the financial cash cow of endless wars and infiltration and militarism all over the world was a better plan, and that plan has failed. And we are watching the failure of that plan every single day right now. So what we need to realize is we can rebuild this on the other side, but the promise of MAGA was to rebuild this country's financial wealth from within. And what you need to know is, as they say out there, that MAGA is some kind of movement of white supremacists and nationalists and Christians. No, MAGA was actually Donald Trump's financial plan, folks, and that's why they hated it. Because the people that are running this show only care about money. They only care about controlling this nation by force and by manipulation. And we are awake, but you need to understand it. The next one is the IPCC. That's the International Panel on Climate Change. They are spawned also by Rockefeller. Rockefeller paid for the United Nations. He was involved in the IMF. He paid for the Club of Rome, which is where the IPCC comes from. The IPCC is based on something called Limits of Growth. It is a fraudulent paper by the same Imperial College that would give us fraudulent statistics about COVID. What their theory is that all climate change is caused by man and overpopulation, and that only by reducing the population and then putting behavior modification and full controls on humanity through climate emergency, climate change, and all of this stuff, can they reverse it. It is also language that is, in the end of the day, communism. So when you hear all of this climate stuff, and let me tell you, the IPCC and the World Economic Forum and the UN have something coming up called the Summit of the Futures, where they are not only wanting to put in a one world climate tax on every nation of 15%, like we have any money, but they're talking about trillions of dollars transferred from the American people, from our country, into their coffer I'll tell you what, but so that they can fix the climate. Well, you know who's hurting the climate? They are, okay? Because they're bioengineering all over the world. They're manipulating weather. They are, what's the worst thing for the environment? War. They're testing and building weapons all over the place. You know, they are polluting everything, and then they come to us because they have the United Nations, you know, and the World Economic Forum flag of some kind of false authority, and they're lying experts that are on their payroll, and the billionaire oligarchy of Gates and all the technocrats and Fink, and they're all telling you, we're gonna fix it. Just give us all your money, give up private property, give up all your land, give up your freedom and your privacy and your future, and we'll fix the climate? I mean, the understanding that this is so outlandish, but it is mind control and it's been a long game, but it is a fraud, and it is being used to deceive us into the largest transfer of wealth into the hands of the worst people on the planet that we have ever seen. Next to them, as we know, the IMF and the World Bank are basically the same thing. Also, Kissinger, Brzezinski, and Rockefeller. Also, the Bush family. I hope everyone is aware, as heartbreaking as it might be for some people. Bush, Clinton, Obama, and Biden are all globalists. None of them have represented the United States of America in any way. They have all been in on this long plan, and the disruption of Donald Trump was unacceptable to them all. And it has zero to do with we the people or this country. It has to do with their plan and their plan for themselves and their families, while all of us suffered if we made it past the wars and the famine and the pandemic. And we did make it past. And they're going to rue the day that they tried to do this to us. But we need to know who they are so that we can stop playing along. Next, I call them philanthropaths. That's similar to psychopaths and sociopaths. They're philanthropaths. Their philanthropies and their NGOs, which are their sisters over there, are all bogus. Their names sound really good, like Human Rights Campaign, or there's a slide on my website too, the Mel Kay Show under Resources, where this slide is, that goes through them all. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, the NAACP, all of these groups that you think are fighting for some kind of sliver of equality for those people that they stick up for, you know, all those groups, BS. They are all part and parcel of the globalist billionaire oligarchy's manipulation and propaganda program to convince you that they are fighting for something good. Every time that they put a new fake law in or put in a new amendment to protect a class, LGBTQ, or a minority, a diversity, equity, inclusion, or all of this, that's not what it is. They are taking away our individual liberty from all of us. Every single time. And every single one of these NGOs are run by 10 oligarch billionaires that are the private partnership of the World Economic Forum's partners. They call themselves stakeholders. So what I do ask you is, when you see an NGO or you see a philanthropathy, you go to influencewatch.org and you put in their name and you go down to financing, and you're going to find the exact same NGOs and groups, including the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Arabella Partners, New Venture Fund, Omidar Network, and you're going to see that every single one of these groups that funds the color revolution, that is standing out there having the oppressors and oppressed define each other, that are putting CRT and Marxism and communism and diversity, equity, inclusion, are really just a small group of American billionaires that have sold out our nation and stolen our elections. And there's not that many of them, but we have to start calling them out by name, because it's not okay that people don't realize it's all connected. Above them are the people that are really running this country and the world, as far as I can see. That would be the World Economic Forum, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Chatham House, and the person and family who paid for it all, the Rockefeller family. The Rockefellers go back very far. They have other partners. But I assure you, every single one of those groups was started in conjunction between the Crown and the Rockefellers. And, you know, we were told by our founding fathers that we did not have an aristocracy and that this country had no monarchy. And I would like to ask them, what exactly were the Rockefellers? Okay? Because I'm sick of it. And the truth of the matter is, enough's enough. You have to look into the history of this family and what they've done in this country and the world. They are not alone. You just look from there and you look at the partners and the people that show up with them. You look at everything that they finance. And you're going to find the Open Society of George Soros. You're going to find Weiss, Hansberg Weiss, and all of his money. You're going to find a whole bunch of people, including the Gates Foundation, that all seem to be behind all the same stuff. And like I said, they were covert when JFK called them out. They don't hide it. Go to their websites. Above that, and this is where it gets tricky. So we got the globalist multinational oligarch billionaires of the public-private partnership of stakeholders, the World Economic Forum and the UN. And then you got the international banking cartel that nobody sees behind them. And that is the international private Western central banks, and at the top, the Bank of International Settlements, the most opaque financial institution in the world that also controls all the money, finances both sides of every war, and is in Switzerland with all the rest of them. You know, the craziest part is that we were raised to believe that Switzerland was neutral. It is the biggest lie you can imagine. Within a spitting distance of each other is the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements, the original Rothschild Bank, and CERN, which is the craziest thing ever. CERN I could do a whole show on, but look it up if you don't know. But the four of those entities really need to be defanged and put down, as far as I'm concerned. And so if you could go to the next slide. This is their goal. It's called global governance. And it is not a conspiracy theory. It used to be called the One World New World Order. Then it was called the One World Government when too many people called it out. Then it was called the rules-based order. Now it's called global governance. And this is right from the World Economic Forum's website. But I assure you, it is on every single one of their websites. And if you look at it, you look at the anti-globalism, that's us. That's us. That's anyone who believes that every nation on this planet deserves to have borders, language, and culture. That is if you go and look this up on their site, right under it, it says, the nation state is over. That a global governance is necessary, basically, to save the planet from climate change. Every one of their websites, okay? And then if you go around this thing, you're gonna see there is no government on there of sovereign nations, okay? It is because, I don't know if a lot of you know, I've done a lot of shows on BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, who are all in on this. Larry Fink runs BlackRock, who owns, I believe, 85% of the corporations in this country, or controls them through BlackRock. But Larry Fink is also on the board of the World Economic Forum, the architect of the ESG, social credit scoring system, which now they're rebranding as inclusive capitalism. It's called communism and rejected at every turn. But Larry Fink is also on the board of the Council of Foreign Relations. He is also the only United States CEO that apparently can freely do business in communist China. So if you do not understand that this is what they're doing, and Larry Fink, about 8 months, 6 months before the pandemic was unleashed to usher in the Great Reset, which was created by the World Economic Forum and these people. This is the Great Reset, folks. If you don't know what the Great Reset endgame is, it's on their website, okay? So you hear the Great Reset and you can think about it here and there. I ask you to go look, and this is what will come up. And this is the end of all nation states. This is why I say it's a Hunger Games model. They have it broken down into 10 regions so that they can control it better. It is a full technocratic digital track and trace surveillance takeover of humanity all over the world at one time, orchestrated by these people. And it doesn't matter how many people die, how many people, even better, because they believe that their depopulation agenda isn't about depopulation for any other reason except for greed and natural resources that they want to control, and that there's too many of us to subdue. and have walk into this digital gulag. Because the digital gulag that they have listed on their website where this is listed, folks, is about a full digital universal ID that you cannot function on planet Earth without. And the plan is honestly to make sure that every man, woman, and child is on a digital track and trace surveillance ledger system that is a blockchain system from birth to death. And that everything you do, every transaction, every trip, every where you go to school, what you buy by the ESG social credit score is monitored and that you pay for it. So shortly before the pandemic was rolled out on the planet, their last stand before the election to get Trump out, in my opinion, and I know it sounds crazy that the whole world would be in on that, but I'm telling you right now, it's not too far-fetched at this point. It's about them losing control of the globalist plan, the global governance. Larry Fink had a meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where he brought in all the CEOs, all the heads of the banks worldwide, and he started talking like this. He said, we're really gonna have to just disregard the governments, basically. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's just not working for us. We're gonna have to go direct to the people. We're losing control. The model for global governance, Agenda 2030, is going off track. We need to really do something. So we're going to go direct. He called it going direct. What was going direct? Going direct was skipping the governments, skipping the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, skipping we the people, because we haven't had no say for a very long time. And it was using the banks and the corporations to enslave us, to manipulate us, to turn us against each other. So what happened right after? BLM, the pandemic, the marches in the street, the color revolution in America, and the eventual takedown of Trump and the entire MAGA movement. Of course, they didn't do a good enough job and it's not taken down, but that's because we stood and fought and we will fight in the future. Go to the next slide. So here's what the end goal is, and I ask you all to make sure that you look up Agenda 2030 and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals of the World Economic Forum. We need to know what their goal is in order to fight it and stop it, and it is called Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030 is their end goal, end game for full planetary control and collective worldwide communism. Because our government, and there's many other things I could say about it, but my time's up, because our government chose militarism and profiting off of wars instead of taking care of the people and allowing the military-industrial complex to become not only their financial mechanism, but also their world plan for domination, well, they failed. And they failed big time. And now the rest of the world doesn't want to play along anymore. But they're all in on Agenda 2030. They just no longer need America. What they actually need is America to move out of the way. So I do want you all to be aware that Agenda 2030 is the end game, end goal. That means that the election of 2024 will make or break the future for this world. They are not holding back. The minute that they win the election and win, the minute they steal the election in 2024, America's Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our sovereignty is done. Joe Biden was chosen because I know most of you know this, but he wrote an op-ed in 1991 in the Wall Street Journal that you can still see probably if Google didn't take it down yet, where he says how he learned to love the one world government, and he goes through it. Well, Joe Biden has been the biggest champion for the global governance for the last 30 years. In all of America, including being the most compromised of all of our politicians. And he was put into that office, I believe, by Larry Fink. So, and all of the people around him. So what we need to know about 2024 is that we're not fighting left or right, Republican and Democrat. We are not fighting even for America. We are fighting for the entire world. If America falls, the hell on earth that will be released when the CCP China fights the Muslim Brotherhood, fights the Davos billionaires for power, nothing will survive. Okay, so the dream of the United States, what we stand for, who we are, we should have been exporting around the world for decades, and Donald Trump wanted to do that. He wanted to make America great again, and then he wanted to export to every country to inspire them to make their countries great again, and then to find cooperation. And I believe that when we do, God willing, bring back his regime, he will make peace with the rest of the world. But for now, if we do not, the BRICS nations will be leaving us out. They do not respect O'Biden, which is really Obama. They have already defeated them in their minds, and they want nothing to do with that regime. So the people that are continuing to vote for them, to support them, are betraying not only we, the people of the United States and this country and our founders, but they are betraying the world and God. We are not in a situation that is normal. And please, whatever you can do before now, before the primaries, but going forward, vet everyone. Make sure you look at where their money's coming from and go around. If you see anything related to the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, Agenda 2030, net zero, sustainable development goals, the central bank digital currency, universal ID, the World Health Organization treaty, they are all the same. They are our future if we do not stop it. And once they install the global governance system, there will be no way out. And I'm not trying to scare you, I'm trying to empower you. Because maybe we can have our differences within America, but if we do not unite now in the cause of freedom and take back this nation together, as Ben Franklin said, either we hang together or we will certainly hang separately. We need to open the tent to everyone. This is the cause of freedom, the cause of liberty, and the future for this planet. And if you believe in God and you believe in the gifts given to every human being on planet Earth, and that they deserve their dignity and their freedom and their liberty and that potential and the potential for man going forward, you will step up, you will stand up, you will find people, you will convince them, and we will save this country. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Mel Kay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkayshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. Hi, guys. You know, for months and months, me and Mike Al have been talking about the water supply, what is in there. There are pharmaceuticals in the water supply. There are all these chemicals, lots of pollution. We've had all these natural disasters that leave our water not nearly as clean and certainly not as God intended. We know how important water is for our health. So we have been on a mission to try to find the best alternative to the water that is out there, including bottled water, which, of course, we did a whole show on everything that's in bottled water, which is almost as shocking as what's in our natural water. Now, so we found the best partner we could in Healthy Hydrogen. This is a portable bottle that I use all the time, but also there are many options over there. You can get a full house system, you can get a tabletop system, you can get for your shower, for your office and business. They have so many great options. If you go to themelkayshow.com, we have partnered with them, so it's on our partners page, Healthy Hydrogen. I am telling you right now, the difference in this water and what it will do to your health in general is incredible. If you have inflammation, your immune system has problems, anything that you are thinking you don't know the solution for, this could be the game changer. We've been looking for the missing piece, and I believe the missing piece is the water. We are so excited. They have so much science backing all of their products. They have been tested by all different groups out there that do this for a living and look at water really in depth. We have the hydrogen aspect, which is truly fascinating. Nothing is more important than water. We all know that. So make sure you're putting the best water in your body. And I assure you, this is a true, true game changer that you will see right away and will improve your health and your family's health going forward. Go check out the Mel Kay Show Partners page, Healthy Hydrogen, and get your health back from the inside out, starting with God's great water. We will see you soon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.